David, your thoughts on tonight's County Antrim Shield 1-0 win here against Ards?
Pleased to go through. It's important to progress. Again, the game, the performance was okay. Ards obviously made it more difficult than we'd sort of envisaged. But, you know, they're top of the championship. They made a few changes like we did. But again, probably the important thing is was some of the players who needed minutes got minutes. Some of the younger players got a little bit of experience. And we kept a clean sheet and we won the game. So all in all, it's been a decent night. It's been a positive night. I'm sure when probably the squad was announced, there probably a 50-50, and people would have been saying, what type of team's that? And Healy's playing. And there might have been some saying, great, that some of the younger players and some of the other. It's important that you mix it up. We have had a tough start this season in terms of games, even going back to the date when we returned from the start of the season, from completing the double last year, you know. So it's been a hell of a start. We were back in. We finished the season the 29th of May, and we were back in on the 15th, 16th of June for the start of this season. So that's been a long time ago. It feels like a long time ago. But we're getting there with players getting minutes again. As I say tonight, Quinny getting 90 minutes under his belt, who's been an important, integral part of the team and the squad from the last 6 years. So we look forward to welcoming, hopefully, Quinny back in and around the team and the squad, and others in and around it too.
And great for Marty Donnelly to get the only goal of tonight's game. You know, he looked busy out there tonight, didn't he?
I thought Marty was good tonight. When he lands on the ball, he's got a hell of a lot of quality. You don't play the amount of times that he's played in the Irish League without having the quality he has. So I thought he had a positive outcome tonight. Obviously, the goal, it's important that, you know, I don't think it was a fantastic goal. It was well worked down the left-hand side. But it was the breakthrough that we needed at the time to come in at half-time. It wasn't long before half-time. So it probably settled some of the younger players down a wee bit. But I don't think there was too much in the game tonight. We had so much possession without sort of really, really going and sort of, you know, breaking the back end out to score more goals that we probably should have done.
Callum Marshall looked busy around the box, didn't he? He had a couple of half chances that on another night he might have got his first goal there tonight.
Yeah, he was unlucky. I think he was unlucky with the header. I think he probably got too much on it. Maybe tried to glance it and maybe got too much on it late in the second half. But again, Callum's, you know, his persistence and his energy and his hard work, his likability as a lad, you want to see young players doing well. And Callum's been in the round now for the last month or so, in the round with the rest of the scholars. So it's important, you know. Josh Archer's probably a wee bit more mature than a couple of the others. Josh could go and play probably quite a lot of teams in the Premier League and get game time. But when he's in and around people like Mulgrew, Shields, Fallon, McLean, you know, Josh is only going to improve for the experience of being here. Young Ewan McCubbery, again, coming in for his debut, all 53, 54 kilos of him. Again, 16. Will improve, will get better, will get stronger. But it's important that you give them some sort of taste of the environment that they're going to be in, hopefully, going forward.
And the reward for tonight is we have a quarter-final tie against Dundella here in a fortnight. So it's a chance to make progress in another important competition.
Yeah, of course. With three important games before that, two league games and a league cup game. So we'll assess the squad in and around what we want. Dundella have improved from where they were. They brought in a new manager, and Niall looks as if they've got the bounce effect with a new manager coming in. So again, like we did do tonight, I've watched Ards, believe it or not, four times this year already, so I knew what sort of team and what sort of we were going to be up against tonight. Yes, they made a couple of changes. We made 10, but we went through, progressed, clean sheet, won the game. Nobody seems as if they're coming out of the game of injury, so we can take a lot of positives out of tonight.
And another big positive is that Christy Manzinga's three-game ban is up, so he can return to the squad if selected on Saturday.
Yeah, Christy will be back involved in the squad on Saturday, no doubt. He had a fantastic start to this season with the European games and the league campaign. And Christy's been probably a little bit of a miss, certainly from the Glenavon game. If Christy stays on the pitch, we probably more likely, with 11 against 10, probably go and win it. But, you know, Christy needs to make sure that he's keeping the head down, you know, screwing the nut, being sensible, because there is going to be opposition teams and opposition players who will try and wind Christy up. So we've spoken to Christy about that. So we welcome Christy back. There may be one or two others who were missing tonight will be back involved in the game on Saturday.
Craig Rangers is going to be a big game. They're above us in the league. I think they've won 4 out of their opening 7 league games. They won at Glenavon. They beat Ballymena with 10 men. Shorty King's got a bit of a buzz about that place, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does. And again, you know, all credit to Stuart. He's come in probably all credit to Carrick, because again, it might have been easy to basically go and maybe handpick somebody who's had Premier League or Championship experience and whatever else. But, you know, they've obviously seen something in Stuart. They've seen, you know, his likability, his motivational skills. And they've started the season really well. I know Ross went and watched them on Saturday against Ballymena. He texted me at half time and said, bit of a dull game. But one thing that you can be assured of is when we see Carrick on Saturday, that Ross says they work their socks off, they work hard for the manager. The manager's on the touchline kicking every ball, so they're above us at the minute in the league table. So we know that we're in for a hell of a tough task. If we want to go and get the 3 points that we want, we need to work hard. Work harder than we've worked probably in some of the games this year, because they'll work their socks off.
A night of landmarks, and before we get to yours, Jordan Stewart, 150th Linfield game here tonight.
Yeah, brilliant. Jordan's just reminded in there. I was asking Cunny when some of the younger players were, obviously the young sort of academy graduates coming on to make their debuts and whatever tonight, and you know, I've always said Cunny's been the flag bearer for the football club, you know, 320 odd games coming through the academy. And Jordan reminded me in there that it was Jordan's 150th. I had planned on probably not playing Jordan tonight. Jordan took a knock on Friday, but again, Jordan's enthusiasm and his hunger, he wanted to be involved, and I said to him before the game, I probably won't put you on tonight, Jordan, for his 150th, because I knew his 150th might have come with a game against Carrick on Saturday. But you know, credit to Jordan, he's had a tough time over the last year and a bit, on and off the pitch. He's just become a dad again for the second time. But again, Jordan's likeable attitude, you know, he's fantastic on his day. There's nobody better in the league on him when he's on it. And Jordan will get back to the levels that we know he can. He's very hard on himself when he gives the ball away and makes a poor touch, because he knows that more often than not he's better than that. But you know, credit to Jordan. I always remember his first appearance when we signed Jordan, how excited we were when we brought him back. And Jordan's been here the length of time. He's been successful as a player here. He's been part of a successful group, and we look forward to Jordan playing many more times, scoring more goals, creating more assists, and hopefully creating a wee bit more history.
And the best way to celebrate your 300th game was with, I think it was your 191st win.
Yeah, again, it's important. As I said at the start of the interview, that there may have been a few sort of questions, you know, team selection and whatever else, but it's important that I mix it up at times, and it's been an incredible journey for me, and Ross has been here from day one. So many highs, the odd low here there, but when you outweigh when you reflect on when we come in, Linfield hadn't won a trophy in a number of years. I feel as if we've improved. We got winners into the team, winners into the squad. And if I recall my first interview, I said I wanted to bring more success to a hugely successful football club. And the staff and the players, I know I've thanked players and staff who have played under me or worked with me. And we look forward to, you know, a few more games anyway, that's for sure.
And here's hoping your 301st game on Saturday will be another successful one, David.
Hopefully, Andy.